I I The number that will be two.
And that will be four.
Oh. arteries and veins running through your skin all night. Now, that high heat is going in so far as the pump is concerned. The issue that's going to go in there has to be triggered. But, you know, to then have to raise it up. Now, the prophet is really not talking about this. Now, this is the word. Deuteronomy 5, I am the Lord, the truth, and the life. No man will ascend to the Father but by me. Now the way was not made known. Now you clarify that you hear that here. See? Joshua cannot speak along with the Israelites. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. When it comes to the Israelites, through the Lord to the present man, they didn't know it. If they had known it, they would not see it.
Now wait a minute. They might get your same place.
That's not the way it is. How is it?
Listen close now.
Yahshua was fulfilling
when he comes to the law with the brother. And he listens close again, I'm saying, because he used to.
See, when he was 8 days old, eight years old, they took him up.
Go.
Now, you can up to the temple. And there was an old man up there. Okay? And he was circumcised on the 8th day.
Yeah.
After he was born. You see? Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Isn't that the law?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, we get and we also we are circumcised with a 22 and made in our family. We put it off the body of a man of the flesh and have a 22. Now, you see that? Can you see that?
Now, that ain't the way they tell you out there.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
a holy mess. I use the words, see, a mindful of nation. Come to Pomeroy. It means a holy mess. A holy there, then you see that he went up in that mountain, and God is showing this to him in a vision. You understand? He shows him the production of the earth. He shows him the man, taken out of the bowels of the womb of Mother Earth. Now here comes this word. See, God the Father. See, when it comes. See, Mother Earth, the mother. See, the thousand womb of Mother Earth. Before any sin is committed upon her, God reached in the Bible. You understand? And he reached out for that virgin, Mother Earth. You understand? And took that woman out of there. You understand? Just like this one proceeds and comes from indescribable. You understand? Therefore, God said, if it was that way in that case, then a virgin would have to conceive and bring forth a son, and God would have to call his name Emmanuel. You understand? That is by interpretation, the creator with us, and the body that he had. You understand? And his body. Now, you understand now? You find the truth? That's why I did that. Now, this is the law that was here, and this is, I mean, when Moses is writing in Genesis, and then here's the prophecy over here, see? And that's the way it matters, and it comes first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, so forth and so on, and it's taking on shape and form. See, in vegetation, you understand? Flowers, you understand? Every time you come upon that operation, it goes through that veil. Now, y'all short of that, now, see? Everything, now, you're coming down again back here, see? And every time you come through that day, you understand? Each one of these days that Moses is seeing this vision up here on the mountain. You understand? And he just writes it down, telling you what he saw in the vision. Now in the beginning of the vision, you understand? See, earth was surrounded by water. You understand? Now what? Is that true? See, he got to see him out there in the 24th chapter of Exodus 9 and 10 before he sees the creator. And he writes down what he said. He said, the cloud covered the mountain 6 days. And Moses was 6 days seeing that vision. He sees in that vision. He sees God create the heaven and the earth. And they understand. He sees it without shape and form. He sees it surrounded by water. He sees God divide the light from the darkness. You understand? Now listen. Don't you see the veil dividing the scene here? Don't you see that? Then God divides the light from the darkness. God divides the light above and the light beneath. Understand? Now, let's see what them boys are doing over there. Jim, where are they right by that fence? You can't tell me nothing. Because you don't know nothing to tell me. You understand? See, every time you come upon that veil, Daddy, you understand? Then you got to go on up and eat the veil, baby. Show them birds flying through the veil. Well, now you got angels on this veil here. Another place you've got the stars. You understand? I'm just bringing out everything, God, everything that is in nature.
Thank you.
man. Because that's what you asked, and I know who you are.
All right.
You see what I mean?
Keep
going by that path. Now, if you don't go by it, I see you made a mess out of it. You understand?
Right.
Now, here's some scientific smart aleck. See, he's studying science. Well, Jimmy, let this be your turn. It's your turn. First Timmy. 6:20. Somebody up here, Danny, one more. Scientific smart aleck. You see? Well, we're trying to tell somebody how smart they are. Look here. But let me tell you something. You know, have you ever hear anything about Laplace? Yes, Laplace was an astronomer. He became a mathematician. He wrote a great big book. Then took it to the king, and asked the king, gave him a comment. The king took the book and read it. All the way to the comment. Said, I didn't see where you said anything at all about God in the book. Well, I said, well, I didn't say, well, I'm not doing this. God ain't doing this. I'm not doing this.
That's
lost and being out of it.
Right.
You understand?
I didn't question
it, but
said, God ain't doing this for you.
You see what I mean?
Now,
that's a Laplace theory about money. Well, all right.
Yeah.
All right. You see, we're going along that. And so what is the difference about faith and our faith now? The cause of plastic theory of evolution, of the creation. Now, cause of plastic, those words mean this. That some mold them in shape, and they're formed, plastered them together. You understand? And then that cause of plastic, that's a failure. You understand? It'd be hard to find that in books. You understand? Then we come on down to another one. That's what we call the Mormon, see? And that's the planetesimal system of cosmogony. I want to let you know I study. I want to let you know I know what everybody else knows. You see? Now, the planetesimal means this. That the sun was produced by something. First, it was in its gaseous state.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
And its friction operated in, among its friction. You see? Operated among the atomic elements of matter. You understand, which is particles of dust. You understand that they invade the atmospheric realm. You understand? And they continue to operate, flying off from the center, centrifugal force. You see, then they crystallize. You understand what I mean? And then as they crystallize, they just like rolling up a snowball, and a piece break off and fly out down on this, that, and another planet. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now that's the planetesimal system of cosmos.
Right.
The planetesimal. See, they create. You understand the void? Thank you. And finally, you got down to the place that's up here. So you remember and read about that, you understand? About the dinosaurs? You see? Now we done got this right, now we gone back to the prehistoric. You understand? Oh, we're so smart you couldn't touch us with a red apple. You understand? You see? Says, now you know good and well them big old dinosaurs, say the archaeologists have dug down there, and the geologists have dug down there in the earth, and they've got those great big bones of those mastodons, and they've assembled them together. You understand the structure? They put them in the museums all around over the country. You can go in there and see them. They're great big ones. So now what happened to them? See? What's that? Well, now, wait a minute. I said, now, this is prehistoric. I mean, ain't nobody wrote on this, you understand? And what we're doing now, that's pre, before history began to be written.
Yeah.
Pre, or before, historic. We're science. We're researching. See what happened then? Well, our thing's going the glacial period. Okay. You understand? You see, there's a big step. See, the snow, ice, water melted off the mountain. Glacial. Do you understand? Steer off. Do you understand? and covered up and inundated up, covered in dinosaurs. You understand what I mean? And their bones, they're petrified in the place. That's way back down in the carbon years in the ocean. You understand? You understand? Yeah. The previous story. You see, he said, now that's why I believe in study of science. You see, that's how that is going on beyond the class. You understand what I'm talking about? And we're presenting to you nothing but facts. You understand? That this, oh God, did create the dinosaurs. And that those, this is the same as prehistoric and Moses. He's writing a creed. The history of the creation of heaven and earth. And he's telling you on the fifth day, those creeping things, the dinosaurs and all the rest of it. He's writing the history of the creation itself. Get matter and the creation. And Moses is writing that. Now how can you get any further back than that? Writing the history of it himself. Can't be nothing prehistoric. It's not wrote up. But this is coming from God. And Moses just writing down what he's seen in the vision.
That's right.
See? Okay. See, now that's back here. You know, get your gun.
You
don't have to work.
Get that
job.
I'm
going to
play
D
now.
I'm going to
tell
David to be on. You understand? You see? Now then, that's the end of the post. And the post. You see what I mean? No, you just might go and check it out. See, you ain't going to know where to learn nothing about it, right? See? Now then, Moses is writing the history. Now, say, in these days back here, Moses said, there were giants. Is that right? Man made in the likeness and image of God. And God is great. You see? And this is that great heaven and anthropomorphic being. You understand that occupies eternity. You understand man being made in his likeness and in his image. You understand? He was a great thing. Yeah, it was probably around that big. You see that dog there? And so also were the animals. Yes. Mm-hmm. He had the dinosaur. He had the man, great thing. I am afraid, God. I'm afraid. Everything is amazing from the man. You see what I'm saying? Now, as man's comprehension and understanding, we cannot see it in God until time for it to be revealed. None when it's to reveal that mystery is which is here in God is revealed. You understand? And as they begin to see visions and revelations, you understand? Then that man, you see, he begins to diminish.
Yeah.
See, he begins to diminish. That's a great big physical person, you understand? And then his intelligence